Hello and welcome to Your Ultimate You the podcast, and I am your host Jessica Barrett. In today's episode, I have a lovely lady with me sharing her story to demonstrate the realities of what we as women face. We are all unique and spend far too much time worrying about everyone else that we often forget to check in with ourselves. I truly believe I will be able to empower all of you beautiful women who are listening simply by inspiring you and educating you through the power of real women sharing their stories, vulnerabilities, passions, and drives. Without further ado, hello, Kelly.
Hello, Jessica. Thank you so much for having me on.
You are so welcome. And it's so great to be here with you today, Kelly. Now, this incredible woman is outstanding in her own right. She's created a profession and worked very hard for. A true inspiration, if you ask me. Welcome, Kelly. I'm so grateful to be here with you today to chat to you about you. So, my lovely, let's give the listeners a picture of who you are. Would you please tell us more about your background?
Absolutely. My name is Kelly, and I am in the US. So I live in Denver, Colorado, and I founded my nonprofit called BCC Evolution in 2018 after I lost my middle sister to a completed suicide in 2017. I just didn't really have the skills at that time to really understand what she was going on through, although she had attempted suicide six other times. It really was at that point something that I had shut off my emotions because I truly couldn't understand, nor did I really want to understand how she didn't want to be on this planet. But after she completed suicide, it was something that I knew I didn't want to sit around and do nothing. And I had been working with another nonprofit for quite some time up to that point, really centered around teen risky behaviors and suicide. And my sister was an adult. So I chose to found my nonprofit with the help of some incredible people that still surround me to this day, and really focusing more on the adult aspect. And over time, we've really evolved. That's where the evolve comes from, or the evolution comes from. And BCC stands for Because Carrie Cared, but it also really plays on the blind carbon copy theory, or what I call the blind carbon copy theory. When you send an email, you can put a whole bunch of people's names on that BCC line. Ultimately, nobody knows who else is there. And that's really, truly how I think about mental health, is you may not know until you know. And so we're really trying to get those people off that BCC line to the two front so that we start having these hard conversations that nobody wants to talk about mental health and suicide. And really, I've found that a mental health challenge, whether it be for a lifetime or a moment, is what truly leads people to complete the act of suicide. So if we can get to that root cause and start educating people how to help others so that we don't feel completely alone on this planet, then we can really truly start saving lives. And so it's been the most incredible journey I've ever embarked on in my lifetime, something that I never knew that would be my journey, but it has been really transforming and inspiring. And my goal in life is to talk to as many people that will listen about mental health and suicide and really truly start having those hard conversations and get people educated.
Absolutely. And that's, I mean, the mission behind your visionary and what you've created is just inspirational. And you're right, we do need to have those hard conversations and raise mental health awareness and raise suicide awareness. And it's only once we're educated and have that knowledge truly that we can find power, support, and help one another. Thank you so much for sharing that, what you've created. And also, again, so sorry for the loss of your sister. And what a beautiful notion that you've been able to create something out of something so sad and challenging and traumatic. Thank you for sharing that, Kelly.
Thank you.
What was it that you faced or caused you to struggle in your life up until the point you made the conscious decision to make the changes or change you needed?
I know, I mean, I've had I've had a lot of trying times, I guess you can say, throughout life, and really truly didn't fully understand them until I started really embarking on this self-discovery journey, which happened a year after my sister passed. And for me, the thing that led up to it was that year. So 2016 and 2017. So my,
Okay, take your time. Take your time.
Still gets me every now and again, but I talk about it all the time. So my son had seizures 2016. So he was about a year, a little over a year, and he was about 14 months. Well, around there, I don't know, about a little over a year. And he had his first episode of seizures, and it was 8 seizures in a 6-hour span, or excuse me, vice versa. It was 6 seizures in an 8-hour span. And so they really couldn't figure out what was going on. And that first episode, my sister was there with me, guiding me through what I needed to do because she was in the medical field and she actually understood. So they couldn't find anything. We did a whole bunch of tests. They really only found it to be maybe like some sort of virus. Fast forward into February of 2017 is actually when my sister completed suicide. And then on the day of, on the day of my sister's celebration of life, my first ride or the first thing that I did that morning was on an ambulance because my son had his second episode of seizures and he had 3 seizures in a 3-hour span. So for me, I actually locked these two traumas together. And because it happened on the day of my sister's celebration of life, I took her death and his seizures and locked those two traumas together. And ultimately how it manifested was that I wasn't really truly living. I merely was surviving for that whole entire first year. And I knew something had to change. I ultimately, in 2017, what happened was I was working for a corporate company and something silly happened. They were moving me from one team to another team and I just lost it. And my supervisor at the time, he was like, whoa, like, I'm not sure what to do with this. And kind of like the deer in headlights. And ultimately, we had the conversation and I figured out that I needed to take care of myself. Like I had to take care of my mental health. Because I was just going, being busy, busy, busy. And that's how I was coping. I thought that I had to be strong for everybody else. And there was no room for me to break down or do anything. And so really that's what led me into my journey of trying to develop myself. And I ultimately found this amazing group. And I went to a 3-day event that I thought was going to be super motivational and ended up being, I was crying the whole entire first day, but really, truly, it was because I found NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And we did a session that I went back to the celebration of, or I went back to the day I was born. And ultimately it was centered around my sister and I. And what changed was I was able to forgive her and forgive myself, which was something that I never knew that I needed to do. And from there, I did more sessions with NLP and I was able to unlock those two traumas that I had paired together and really truly transform it from this fear that I was living in into curiosity. So it really truly had locked me in this fear of losing anybody else in my life. And I was going, I mean, I talk about it now, and I really truly think it was like borderline child abuse, because I would go from zero to red in 2.5 seconds on something very simple. And it was just this fear. And so when I was able to transform that fear, it changed my entire life. And ultimately, that's how BCC Evolution was born. And that's ultimately how I started really understanding that we just need to start talking about it. We need to start educating people. And we can't just be okay with living in our trauma. We really, truly have to make a change in our life.
Yes.
So that we can truly live.
I 100% agree with you. I relate to you in so many senses. Trauma leads into trauma. It manifests itself physically in one form or another, whether it's that week or years later. And it's when it manifests, it's a frying, what I call the frying pan to the face kind of moment, where we need to wake up, and we cannot, as you say, cannot continue just surviving. We need to live. And I'm just so sorry you went through all of that. But I mean, again, through all of that heartache, trauma that you've been through, the woman that sits before me is just inspirational. Thank you for sharing your vulnerability. Brought a tear to my eye. Within your vulnerability, you found your superpower. And the amount of women that are going to relate to you on the aspect that you masked it. You masked it by making yourself super busy, because there is, in quotes, no room for us to, women to fall apart, mothers, women, caregivers, it doesn't matter, to fall apart, because that's just not the done thing. Well, actually, everything else is crumbling around us, yet we can't see it because we are not looking after ourselves. And when you can shift that perspective and realize that you need to put yourself first, then everything else around you thrives because of you. And it takes, and the system that we live in doesn't help, because we are led to believe that we need to run the rat race of life. Actually, you don't have to run it. You can walk it. You have a choice. And then there are many different metaphors and ways of looking into that, but you'd had your awakening. And I'm so grateful you were able to share that with me, with the listeners. And I'm excited to see where your journey are going. And again, we do need to speak up, share awareness. If you listeners know of anyone, or you are going through something similar, do not do this alone. You do not need to be alone. Reach out to somebody that you care about. Reach out to Kelly. Reach out to somebody that you feel you can trust. You are not ever alone. No, I understand that, but we do feel alone when we're in those darkest moments. We do, but we're not. There is always a light. It's just learning where the switch is. Easier said than done. I get it. I do get it. Thank you, Kelly. That was truly inspirational. Kelly, what led you to the event in your life that you realized you needed to make the change or shift a paradigm that you found within yourself?
I know that I think it really truly was a lot of things topped over each other. I think that you just really said it best, is that as women, we tend to feel like we have to be that strong person. We have to, and as parents, we have to be the rock of the family. And being a parent was a new thing for me, especially back when that all happened. But I also have, for the most part of my life, wanted to be a caregiver, and I've wanted to help people. I just didn't know how. And going down this journey of founding the nonprofit, really, truly, I was working a corporate job and doing the nonprofit part-time. And I came to a point in my corporate job that I didn't align with what they were trying to do. And it didn't align with what I was trying to do in the nonprofit. And I ultimately made a choice that I had to take a leap of faith, and I had to jump into my nonprofit full-time, because everything that I was trying to accomplish, every person that I was trying to help, it was not in alignment with that corporation. Although they really truly were kind of trying, it was more lip service. And I mean, actions speak louder than words. And so I knew that I had to take a leap of faith and jump into my nonprofit full time. So I did May of 2021. It was probably the scariest thing I've ever done because I've always been the support and the breadwinner and made quite a bit of money. But shifting into a nonprofit, that was not going to be the expectation. But I knew that I could make an impact and I knew that I could potentially save lives. And that's just huge in my eyes. And so I jumped in head first, not knowing that really after 3 years, what I thought we had a really good base, it wasn't the greatest base. So I had to rebuild. And I've, over the last year, that's really what I've been doing is rebuilding the business, because nonprofits are businesses. And that's one of the myths that a lot of people think that they're not, but we really truly have to build them as a business, because you cannot sustain just off of donations and fundraising. You really truly have to have a business model and look at it that way. And so it's been another journey that I never thought I would be doing, but really truly one that I had to make this mind shift. I had to shift from just doing it part-time into doing it full-time. And it's still a work in progress. It will probably always be a work in progress, but the power, the confidence, the knowing that I have gained just in this last year has been life transforming for me. And really, truly, I believe and know that what I'm doing is really, really important. And I know the world, we all, there's no borders for mental health. There's no, it doesn't discriminate. It touches every single socioeconomical group. And we just need to start having the conversation and start getting educated. Yeah. And so that's why I'm so passionate and on a mission to talk to as many people that will possibly listen. And that has been my biggest shift this last year, is jumping in full-time into my nonprofit and believing in myself and the things that we're doing and knowing that it is making an impact.
Absolutely. And that's huge and so courageous of you. I can see your passion. Absolutely. And we need to break those conversations we need to have. We'll break down the old stereotypes of mental health, fears. And it's not, as you say, it's a work in progress. It always will be. Like anything in life, it's a work in progress. But there's no such thing as a top level and we've ticked that box. You don't. Life is evolving. We're always growing. And I like that. It's fluid. And so with everything life in progress, talking about that, and we're not going to get to the end of 10 years and everyone's going to know about mental health and everyone's accepting it. It's going to take generations to break the old stereotypes, but it will happen. It will happen, like equality for women, which I'm extremely passionate about. It will happen. We're almost there, not quite, but we're almost there. And it means breaking the old scripts, shifting, throwing away societal expectations, and especially where the real magic happens, actually comes from within ourselves, like personal self-development, self-forgiveness, realizing your worth as an individual, because when you do that, you will go to any length to achieve what it is that you want in your life, what you're passionate about in your life. And so therefore expanding that outwardly, inspiring others near to you, and it grows. It's a ripple effect. Thank you so much for sharing that. Such a powerful message. Kelly, what was your greatest aha moment or inspiration?
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I really, truly feel like going to the 3-day seminar that I was telling you about earlier was one of the first aha moments for me, that this isn't the life that I have to live. And it also isn't where I have to be stuck. Right. And there are really amazing people on this planet that will have your back no matter what. And the coolest part is that I became part of this community, and I still am part of the community, and we all support each other and we all root each other on. And it really truly has become this family for myself. And that was my aha moment, was also just learning about neurolinguistic programming and how that can shift my mindset so quickly, and having it be a part of this community, I think was, yeah, definitely that like one pivotal moment in my life is that event that I decided to go to.
Yeah.
It was, yes.
Very, very inspiring. And I can hear that, you know, you found your identity, you found your tribe, your community. And whereas we all, as beings, humans, we all thrive from communities. We are not singular solo creatures. We thrive. We need to be sociable. And when you're able to relate to others and it's about uplifting each other, that's where the true magic really happens. If you want to talk about magic, you can talk about it where true growth happens. Lifting each other up rather than the old way of tearing each other down to get some form of validation. There is no room for that anymore. It doesn't exist. That's like a century year ago. Bye. We need to shift that. That needs to go. Lift each other up. And I love the fact that you're able to find that for yourself. Thank you for sharing that. Kelly, what have you created for yourself?
I mean, I feel like with my nonprofit, I've really created this legacy, the legacy that can live on beyond me. And that's really, truly where I want it to be, right? Like, yeah. I don't want it to just stop when I stop. Like, I want this to be a legacy for myself, a legacy for my family, a legacy for the next generations, so that we continue to have the conversation. And yeah.
Conversations lead into actions. And I love that legacy. What a fantastic answer. Thank you. What do you feel is one of your greatest lessons from life to date?
I think my biggest lesson is, no matter how hard it can be and or how hard it seems that it is in that moment, there really truly is a silver lining to every single trauma, every single journey, every single good or bad thing that we go through in life. There's always a silver lining that we as humans need to learn from, instead of what I call the Eeyore syndrome of the nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I'm going to go eat worms. Like, we don't need to live in that space. We really truly take the good with the bad and learn from the bad, so that in the future, if it comes up again, we can learn from it. And that's been my biggest thing, is shifting to learning versus just taking it as something bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are always negatives in life and in every day. But when we can look at from the windows and eyes and the perspective of, well, I don't like that, but actually there is an aspect I love. So when we shift from I don't like to I love, whether it's a person, they might not be your best friend, but you love an aspect of them, you're shifting into the positive, you're shifting into the growth mindset. I don't love my car, for example, but I love the fact my car can get me from A to B. It's the way we talk about ourselves that really truly help with mindset work and happiness and gratitude. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. What is incredible here is Kelly's true story of her origins, her struggles, because let's face it, we all have them. And most importantly, how Kelly took her power back when she rediscovered herself in terms of self-worth and her personal awareness to make the decisions she needed to make in her life. And lastly, Kelly, where do you see your journey taking you?
I have a big vision. I have a big vision to be one of the top nonprofits that people go to for education around mental health. I want to be on stages talking to thousands of people in the audience and making an impact on their life, even really truly if it's only one person within that sea of thousands of people that hears my message, that's the one person that I'm talking to. And so really truly I see myself being the face of our organization, but honestly just saving people's lives and telling them so that they truly know that they're not alone.
Absolutely. Like you said. Thank you so much. I'd like to leave the listeners with one final thought. Kelly, I'm going to ask you three quick questions. The first, what does empowering women mean to you?
It's building, at least for me, it's building that confidence and building the community, having your tribe. We, like you said, we have to empower each other because we shouldn't be pulling each other down. Yes. So let's lift each other up.
Yes. What three words would you describe yourself as?
Confidence, wholehearted, and impactful.
Lovely. And lastly, what makes you happy, Kelly?
I love spending time with my family and really, truly doing the work that I'm doing. I, again, didn't think that this would be my journey, but it's been the most important journey that I've been on in my life. So it definitely makes me happy.
Amazing. Thank you. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you, Kelly, for your time today. You have been brilliant. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate you.
You're so very welcome. And thank you to all of my sensational listeners. I look forward to having another incredible woman sharing her story with you in the next episode.